addressing the challenges facing soybean producers. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News on location in San Antonio for Commodity Classic. Our coverage is presented by Cropland Seed. Well, here at Commodity Classic, ag leaders are addressing the many challenges facing grain producers. Soybean growers are working to recover from last year's trade war with China following the implementation of President Trump's tariffs. Scott Metzger, president of the American Soybean Association, tells Michigan Ag Today that the Supreme Court's recent tariff ruling brought about some good news, but that was quickly changed by President Trump's subsequent tariff decision.
We were pleased with the Supreme Court's decision because with the IEEPA tariffs, those were coming back to hurt us. You know, it was putting more money on our inputs. And already in a time when we're in a super tight margin economy at the farm, those were just getting put back onto there and hurting us with it. So we were not real happy that he came back and put another 15% now on it. So, you know, we're hoping we can work through that.
After a seven-month period last year where China bought no U.S. soybeans, he says he's cautiously optimistic about the renewed trade relationship between the U.S. and China, including China's purchase this year of 12 million metric tons of soybeans.
And we were pleased with that. Obviously, 12 is, you know, roughly half of where we're normally at. Good starting point, but it'd be a lot better when we see the beans actually on a boat going over there, headed over there.
However, Metzger adds that their focus is also to seek out new opportunities for using our soybeans here in the U.S., including the expanded use of biodiesel.
Biofuels is one of our top priorities this year. You know, we were glad to see 45Z get into place. You know, it's not final yet, but we got the first step of it done. And the next big step is going to be getting the RVOs coming out. And I think it sounds like probably the middle of March they're supposed to come out. So those two things are going to help with domestic crush, domestic oil. It's going to use some of our bushels up. Obviously, it's not going to use up anything what China would buy. But it is a step in the right direction.
Check out my full conversation with Scott Metzger, president of the American Soybean Association. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Milder air trying to work up into Michigan today, but it will be very short-lived. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We should see mild air over all of the lower peninsula today, and I think we do it with clouds and sunshine in most areas. Not a lot of precipitation, although northern tier counties of lower Michigan may see some lake interaction, some more clouds, and maybe a few spits and sprinkles. But the mild air lasts for exactly one day. Cold air coming back in overnight tonight, and it holds through the weekend into early next week. In that cold air flow, we've got a little clipper system that tries to come through tomorrow afternoon, evening, and overnight. Likely puts down a little bit of light snow, maybe rain mixing with snow in the far southern reaches of the state. And then as we move into the Sunday time frame, high pressure sits over the Great Lakes, but we've got a system moving through Illinois, Indiana, Ohio that likely throws cloud cover up into southern lower Michigan. Not concerned about precipitation out of that Sunday-Monday system here. I think the precipitation stays all farther south. But I will also tell you, we'll keep an eye on it through the weekend because the last couple of rounds of data have shifted the track of this low for Sunday night and Monday a little bit farther north each time. So not out of the realm of possibility for some moisture as we move through Sunday night, Monday in southern tier counties of Michigan, but just not likely. The rest of next week is going to be a yo-yo act back and forth, warm to cold, back again, active precipitation track to our south through most of the week. Up here, I think our best chances of rain will come Thursday night through Friday, and then followed again by a weekend system, the 7th through the 8th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
As we pivot now and take a look at how the grain and livestock markets performed on Thursday, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Mixed markets throughout the trading session on Thursday, and I believe, Carl, you could safely use the word volatile. The trade for sure has been volatile, especially when you look outside at crude oil, really back and forth there. But we got today started off on a negative note with the export sales report. Not very impressive.
No, the sales totals for the week were, you know, really dismal at first blush. And you know, corn coming in 685,800 metric tons below the range of estimates, half of what we sold the prior week. Soybean sales also cut in half at 407,000 metric tons, and the wheat 243,000 metric tons, down 16% on the week. Then we step back a little bit and realize that that span covered in the United States President's Day, China, the Lunar New Year celebration. So we will likely see another week of low interest from China next week. And we also had Carnival taking place. So several of our traditional buyers that would have been in the market really didn't show much interest in commodities at all. Soybeans actually had the more bullish news than anything today, with the waiver decision being passed down from the EPA that big biorefiners will be included at a 50% waiver. This could be a considerable increase for biofuel demand as well as soy oil. Soy oil spiked higher, but that didn't offset the losses in the meal, and soybeans corrected lower as the session progressed.
Once again, Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday: March corn up 2¾ at 433¼. May corn a penny and a half higher, 443½. March beans, though, dropping half a penny at 11.47¾. May beans a penny and a half lower, 11.63½. But March wheat gaining 6 cents to 5.71¾. April live cattle sharply lower, down $3.37 to 2.3690 on Thursday. And April lean hogs 47 cents lower at 95.72. On the road, reporting from San Antonio, Texas at Commodity Classic, I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.